Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Success Trend Finale.
Ooh.
I am Jack. That is Miles.
Thanks for having
me. These are some things that are trending. So the Succession Finale is this weekend. Do you have predictions? Do you have hopes?
No, I don't. I don't watch Succession to be like, this is what's going to happen. I'm just more like, what? Oh, fuck. Oh,
whoa. Oh, man.
I've seen so many headlines that are like a theory as to why Mattson's Gojo deal. I'm like, what the fuck? No, I don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah, seriously. It's not like a mystery box show where you're like, well, how are they going to explain the polar bears from season two?
It's not The Leftovers. It's like Damon Lindelof's Succession or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I guess at the very least, because of the last episode, where, you know, the real world began to intersect with the Roy family, I hope that maybe it's like, I don't know, becomes like a morality tale and they lose it all. Something fucked up happens because, like, this is what happens when you fuck with normal people all the time in pursuit of your media empire. I don't know. If there's something like that, I'd be like, yo, that's wild.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the takes, like, people were like, anybody who is sad that bad things are happening to these people is like a capitalist piece of shit. By the way, there are no takes that are that strong. But like, you know, like, I don't know. I can feel sorry for these characters at the same time as like recognizing that they are part of a system that is completely corrupt, and like that this is,
so you know, by that logic you'd be like, The Sopranos is disgusting, they're murderers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, no, that's what drama is. It like shows us bad people doing bad things, but like you get to see their humanity and like fall for them a little bit.
Yeah, that's the part that fucks with you, is when you begin to side with the capitalist shitbag who's a fascist wannabe who's trying to bring about the demise of American democracy.
Yeah.
And you can also feel bad that he's a shook one who has no ability to deal with his father's death. Oh,
what a penultimate episode for Roman.
You
know, I got a lot of wagers on the final episode. I think it's going to be Kendall coming through. Got some prop bet. Miles, who won this one?
I'm going to say winners and losers.
Covers it.
Winners. Shivroy's Apex right Mountain. Hand. Yeah.
Because I feel like this is as big of a final episode as we've seen since Game of Thrones, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Hated it.
Which was, that was a disaster. I don't know. Breaking Bad was one that felt like it was huge and people felt like it stuck the landing. I wasn't as big a fan.
I wasn't like, oh, that's, I don't know how many I'm like, oh, that was the best one. Even like Sopranos, like I was like, oh, I think it's good in that it elegantly wrapped up the show and left people thinking, and you can talk a lot about it, but I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people who like won't watch, like I've never seen the Seinfeld finale because I just refuse to watch it because A, I heard it was bad, and B, I don't want to like be like, and that's the end of it, because it just feels like a show that can exist.
Those are
like,
your friends
forever.
And you don't want them to go away because you also watch it.
Exactly. Because
method.
Right. Because Kramer is my favorite guy ever on and off camera.
Yeah. I think Sopranos and Seinfeld are like one side of it where it's like kind of a fuck you final episode where it's like, yeah, we're actually giving you not what you want, but they do it artfully. I think Sopranos is one of the best to ever do it, if not the best. 6 Feet Under kind of just gave you all, like, they were just like, all right, we're going to show you how everyone dies.
Right.
End, which is... It was like fan service in the best way possible. I feel like if I had to guess which direction Succession would go, it would probably be more in the Sopranos, Seinfeld direction.
I think maybe, I don't know. Again, in my mind, I'd be like, yo, I hope they get got. That's just me.
Just taken out.
Yeah, fuck it. I would be like, yo, yes.
Yo, what if it's by orcas and they just like knew that this shit was going to happen? That would be... I mean, the last time we saw Jeremy Strong's character, he was swimming in the ocean. I'm just saying. It's
That's
not
true.
Out of the realm of
Shark
possibility.
Bites his whole shit. Yeah, yeah.
It's wild. And then shark up
bites, his,
and
whole
bites
shit.
His whole shit. Wait, what? The whole entire shit.
His whole shit, bro. Just wow. Gets his ass, man. He's floating with his head back. He doesn't see this shit coming.
Yeah.
This whole shit gets bit.
Too busy thinking about Gojo.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also Speaking a little piece of news being made by Las Culturistas on the Big Money Players Network, super produced by our same super producer, Anna Hosnier.
And Becca, too.
And super producer, Becca Ramos. So Bowen was talking about how when he was on the Awkwafina
North
show.
From Queens, yeah.
Yeah, that they were shooting in the same studio in Queens, I think, as Succession, and Jeremy Strong came into their set, like
production office,
and asked, and asked where the bathroom was, and was told, and then, so I'll just read directly from Bowen's quote. So Jeremy leaves, 10 minutes pass, and a production assistant from Succession comes into the office and goes, "Hi, was Jeremy just in here?" And they were like, "Yeah, he was. He went to the bathroom," and then this PA goes, "Did he ask where it was? Did he come here to ask you where the bathroom was?" And they were like, "Yeah, why?" And the PA says, "He has a scene today where he has to ask someone where the bathroom is." And then Bowen Yang was saying, "I think that is method to such a ridiculous degree that he must be in on the joke," is his theory.
Right. Like, to the point, if there's like an exasperated PA, like, who's like, he's been doing, it's because it sounds like the same thing of like, was my dad doing this stupid bit where he's asking where the bathroom is?
Right.
Because he knows where it is. Right. Oh, my God. And then it's fun for that person, because when they go finally find Jeremy, they go, "You had to ask where the bathroom is." Like, I didn't know where it was.
I don't know. I can't do it, but I respect the hell out of anybody who can do a Kendall Roy impression. Somebody just did one on Twitter, and I love it so much. That character is so specific and so annoying.
Yeah. Because it's also like a total lack of soul and charisma too, but with just a little bit, it's a really hard needle to thread.
Yeah. Devoured. No soul, no confidence, but like somehow propped up by circumstance, but then has like also just has this entire Bible of like tech bro speak.
Right.
He's just drawing on at all times. It's so wild. Anyways, enjoy your Succession finale, Succession watchers. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk about news that doesn't have to do with my friends from Waystar Royco.
But maybe sharks.
Maybe sharks. Not baby sharks. Parents, don't worry.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump,
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And I know I told you it wasn't going to be baby sharks, but when I talk sharks, you think the sea, you think lighthouses. And seamless transition, 10 lighthouses that for generations have stood along American shorelines, protecting mariners from peril, are being sold at auction by the federal government.
Ah, yeah, because we don't need them no more, huh?
I guess we don't need them no more. I feel
that's
like,
right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. We don't need them no more because GPS.
Yeah, we don't need them no more. Yeah, we don't need to put the lights where the cliffs are and shit. Where you're gonna run aground. I don't know. I mean, isn't there something romantic about a lighthouse?
Oh, love it. Love it so much.
I've said that as someone who's never even been in a fucking lighthouse. Like, I've never even seen
one, Miles. Aren't the idea of them? It's the so lighting. Funny. So dramatic.
Right. I think the first lighthouse I ever saw was like on a bag of Cape Cod chips or something.
And that's all you need to see. You get it. Yeah. That's what's good about lighthouses. They are not subtle.
Yeah.
They are just standing there being dramatic narcissists,
giant like, sea dicks.
See, look at my land dick. See,
dominating the land.
Ye seafaring folk.
So you can, how much do we know how much like a lighthouse is going for? Is it even worth it? Or is it just like for someone who's so obsessed with lighthouses, like that's who it's going to appeal to?
About 150 lighthouses have been transferred, 80 or so given away, and another 70 auctioned, raising more than $10 million. So that's not that much, I guess.
And I'm sorry, given away? Okay.
So only 70 are sold, and all of that is totaling up to $10 million. I'm no math wizard, but I think that's less than $1 million each. So they seem like you can get them pretty cheap since many of them were given away for free. So I did have an opportunity, Miles, to talk to some people who have been to lighthouses in person, and they say they're boring. The plotting is predictable. The light just goes around in a circle the whole time. And they're smaller than you expect them to be.
Oh, okay. Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, predictable and smaller.
But without the magnetic charisma that distracts you from that. They just stand there
eye contact
and don't do shit. anyways, shout out to the lighthouse keepers out there, you know. Some Trump workers at Mar-a-Lago moved boxes of papers the day before the FBI visit, according to a report that I feel like I read 6 months ago.
Right. It's everything sounds like the same thing over and over again. It's like, yeah, I think that went from like being a rumor to now, isn't that person like cooperating?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that why this happened?
So
yeah, okay.
So maybe we'll get him this time, folks.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe this is it. Yeah, like on John Oliver, where you hit the button, you're like, we've got him. Bring out the band.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
Maybe not this
Turns
time.
Out not. Turns out no. He will be our next president, even if he's in jail.
Yeah, somehow. Or Ron DeSantis can, or I'm sorry, Rob DeSantis can pardon him.
Yeah.
As he said, that's been his new thing. He's like, you know, I'd pardon the president. And you're like, oh my God, dude, you're already losing.
Yeah.
By saying shit like this.
He is just a professional kiss ass. Like that's all he does is kiss people's ass. And like it now he's moved on to Elon Musk from Trump, but like his first deal with Trump or like when he first became a politician was just being a Trump guy, like more than anybody else.
Dressed his baby up in like MAGA outfits in the campaign ads.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Donald Trump saved our country, babe. That's my favorite part. Like, dude, come on. Well,
Moving on to Rob, which I'm not above taking a nickname that Trump gives someone and using it if I don't like that person. So Rob DeSantis has signed a bill that would basically protect Elon Musk from lawsuits if his rockets blow up and kill workers.
Yep, that easy, folks. That's all it takes was to completely just jet fuck your campaign announcement on Twitter. And then you can get a bill that, I don't know, this is really wild. More than that, it says the bill expands the definition of spaceflight entity to include any entity authorized to conduct spaceflight activities beyond one solely associated with the United States Federal Aviation Administration, opening up which entities in the broader industry will qualify for the expanded immunity. And the bill also cuts out language ascribing liability to spaceflight entities for damage caused from, quote, inherent risks. Instead, the bill broadens the scope of liability immunity to include all spaceflight activities.
Hmm.
So go ahead, get reckless. Let the shit fucking do. I don't know. We see stuff like this all the time, but it feels very convenient for Elon Musk. And I hope fucking nothing happens with a bill like this where like it's necessary. But holy shit, that's not the kind of regulation you want to see.
That was the question that popped in my mind the last time he had a rocket launch and the whole shit blew up and there were giant chunks of rocket that were like falling on like what one just like completely obliterated a minivan that was like parked nearby. And I was like, well, they're going to like be killing people. Like they're lucky this didn't kill anybody, even though it was an unmanned launch. They're lucky that the giant chunks of shrapnel falling out of the sky didn't kill anyone. So like, how is that going to be continue to be profitable? And
that did was basically give Elon the imagination. Like, how do I get Ron DeSantis to make it legal for chunks of rocket to hit people?
Right. Also, people from his campaign or at least like his supporters seem to be admitting that the launch was an L.
No.
Radio host Eric Erickson emailed supporters of DeSantis about the mishap and said it was bold. It turned out to be a mistake.
But worry not.
So we'll see. John Wick 5 is in early development.
Oh, for the Gun Fu crew? I've only seen the first one.
Yeah.
And even then I was half
probably
asleep.
All right. I've heard the third one is really good. I watched the fourth one. It had some cool shit, but
I get the appeal of just watching people like wild out like in an ultra violent way. I think it's one of those things where like when there's five of a movie, I start going, nah, you're going too fast for me. And I'm not gonna catch up.
Yeah.
I get it. You were salty that someone fucked up your dog. I'm with you on that. And then there's like, now there's gonna be a fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
This is especially surprising to people
who saw John Wick 4. I will just say that.
Oh, really?
That's
enough. Yeah, that's enough to be like interesting.
yeah. And finally, let's wrap it all back around.
Yep.
They're saying the great white shark population is booming. Great news, because it was that, you know, they were in danger. They were being hunted after an irresponsible movie that we never advocate for on this show called Jaws came out, and suddenly everyone was like, they're killing machines. We've got to protect our beaches. And, you know, it was very bad. The writer of the novel Jaws, like, ended up spending the last decades of his life, like, lobbying and working on behalf of
the sharks.
Keep sharks from being killed. It seems like, you know, they have been able to get their population levels back up to normal, or like something approaching normal, not like the horrifying low levels they were at before. And the mainstream media might also give you two guesses as to how they're approaching this story.
They're just like me. They're saying, watch out, they're going to bite your whole shit.
Gonna bite your whole shit, America.
Yep. I already know. Because I've already seen one. Like, I've already seen an article that's like, you're not gonna get your whole shit bit by a shark. Relax.
Right.
The chances are very low of you getting your whole shit bit.
Yeah. I think this is also good news for mainstream media publications, because they can just recycle the content that everyone forgets from the summer of 2001. Because the Time magazine issue that was on the newsstand when 9/11 happened was a Summer of the Shark, with a picture of a great white shark coming at you on the cover. So maybe they'll just be able to kind of recycle some of that.
It's wild though how, like, there was Summer, like, a shark attack
question mark. That's what they'll put out.
There's like one story of this like Connecticut woman who got her lower shit bit by a shark, and it's like every news site just has to get on it, because it says bites off leg.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I am regrettably going to be reading that article, but
and you're so jealous. You're
like, jealous? Aw, lucky.
Aw, bite my whole shit.
I want to get my whole shit bit. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday, May 26th. Yeah. We are off on Monday for Memorial Day. We are back on Tuesday with a whole ass episode of
Remembering all the fine orcas.
A reminder that we are changing our publication schedule, not next week, but the following week, where we will have one Friday episode, one Monday episode. We'll be doing new things with format. We will be, you know, taking submissions, talking with listeners, all a bunch of fun shit. So
yeah,
look forward to that.
Coming at you.
All right. Back Tuesday, whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.